Did you want to teach middle school? Is that the age group you wanted to teach?
Yeah. Yeah. I actually tried the younger grades because they're just so cute, so you would want to teach them, but they're so needy and they don't know the basic skills, and I feel like I don't want to teach them basic skills. I was in the first grade classroom, and I know one week we were going to do like this little project on butterflies, and they needed to use scissors, and then the teacher realized they didn't know how to use scissors, so she had to do a separate lesson on how to use scissors. I was like, I am not patient enough to teach how to use scissors.
So why not high school?
They're too old, too sassy. I feel like there's a great need for middle school teachers because a lot of people are like, especially since they're going through like puberty and then like changing, like actually walking around to different classes to go to their different classes. So everything's pretty much new and adjusting. I feel like I can be that like help for them during this great need.
So at the time, nobody else wants them because they smell funny.
Of course. Yes, they do have a strange smell. I have like a special Febreze just to spray after every couple classes.
But there's something you like about those kids.
Yes. I feel like my personality is the personality of a middle schooler. So like it's easier for me to like connect a little bit. It's at that level where I can like joke around with them, but then they'll still listen.
I read somewhere that like the big fear everybody has is public speaking. And teaching almost seems like public speaking all day, every day. So on the first day of school, when you were about to be solo teacher, how did you feel about that?
Oh my gosh, I was so nervous. I hate public speaking. But then it was so weird. It was like a switch turned on. Like right when the students came in, like I was in teacher mode. And then I was just like, hi guys, like, welcome to my class. This is everything that you're going to be doing. And then, like, once the day was over, I was like, wow, I did it. It was just so weird. Because once I'm in front of, like, my class, it's easy for me to, like, just speak and talk to them. But then, like, even, like, talk with my coworkers, I give, like, tell them how my classroom is progressing. I'm like, can I just write it down and tell you? So I don't know what it is, but it's so different when I'm in front of my students.
You know, I notice you use the terms, when I'm in front of my class, when I'm in front of my students, you're really taking ownership of that.
Yeah, because I guess it's now my responsibility to lead these kids on to where they need to be. And it is a huge responsibility that you're taking in all of these, like, 130 kids, and you have that responsibility of helping them reach their next ability level.
How old are you?
23.
She had to think about that. And you don't have kids. So, like, one thing that I've always said as a parent is that I feel like parenting is this series of pop quizzes because kids will ask you, like, and everything's a precedent. Like, okay, well, if I say yes to this or if I say no to that, then I've set a precedent. And it's exhausting. I would imagine that teaching is similar.
I believe so, yes. I mean, it's weird because, like, they feel like my children. Even though I didn't, like, bear them or give birth to them. Because everything I say is pretty much truth. And if you're not sure, you have to tell them. Because then they won't believe you if they find out it's not true. So you just have to be like, I don't know. And they're okay with that. They're like, okay, I'll look it up for you, Ms. Vane. So I'm like, thank you. Let me know. Let me know what you find out.
So what have you found out that you like about teaching? And what have you found out that you don't like about teaching?
I love that they all have different personalities. It's a lot, actually. But I love it. It's when they're really passionate about something and they want to, like, share with me or, like, tell me about it. I'm like, oh my gosh, yes. Please be passionate. And, like, seeing that joy when they do get passionate about something. Like, I want them to experience that every day. I'm like, yes, this is what reading is. Yes. Like, love it. Continue to read. But then, like, it really sucks when they're like, I don't like this book. I don't want to read it. Or, like, I don't want to read. Why do we have to read? I'm like, this is reading class. We're going to read.
What has surprised you about teaching?
all of the work that is actually put into it. Because with student teaching, we only get so much because it's not really our classroom. And when we do take over, we're just taking over with, like, the lessons and stuff. But, like, it's so much work that goes behind the scenes, like, creating the classroom management and the lessons and, like, the grading and then, like, the teacher evaluations and all that stuff. It is a lot. It's overwhelming.
So how long do you think you're going to do this? Can you see yourself teaching for years?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, right now, I just want to kind of just crawl into bed for a couple years. But, but yeah, I can see myself teaching for a while. I might not see, like, the product of, like, all the work that I've done until maybe years later. But it's worth it.
And what you think you might see years later would be, what, some kid coming back to you and saying, hey, Miss Maine.
Yeah, something like that. Or, like, just seeing them being successful elsewhere. Like, they don't even have to come back and say it was specifically me. But just seeing that they are successful in whatever they're doing.
I guess this is my last question. You're 6 feet tall?
6'1". Yeah.
6'1". Okay. Does that help with classroom management?
You would think, because I tower over them, it does some parts. But when I talk, I guess I'm just too nice. Like, for a moment, like, my height will, like, get them. So if they, like, try to stand in front of me and try to intimidate me, I'm just looking down on them. And I have
to... You didn't have to look at me like that, okay?
Sorry. Yeah, so I, like, give them a face, too. So, like, I've developed my, like, teacher stares. I never see them personally, but I've heard they're pretty intense. So I think height has an advantage. Yeah.
Yeah, it, you would think it does, but it your quiet introvert personality kind of like
shines through. Yeah. I mean, at first I think they were like, "Whoa," and then they realized I'm a big softy, and they're like, "Eh." I'm like, "No, I can be mean." So I gotta like bring out that mean side, figure it out. Because it's not natural for me.